Latest from Robin. I'm absolutely loving that. She's a Swedish singer. That is called Missing You. She took an 8-year break from music before releasing that song. And she'll be releasing a new album later this year as well. Rumor has it. So do keep an eye on that. When she was asked about it, she says, I think it came also from shutting down for a while and hearing myself going inside instead of outside. There you go. That's exactly what she said when she was coming up with this idea for a new album. Have a listen to the start of that. Can I just say this? It sounds very like one of my favourite albums from back in the day when I was in national school, actually. I'm showing my age, you know. Have a listen to this. No, this one. Okay. That's the start of Missing You by Robin. I've always said this, right? Now listen to that. You hear that big, big sound, right? That always reminds me of Meatloaf's I Would Do Anything For Love. Just have a listen. Sound very like. Just saying. I don't know, come here. She's obviously a Meatloaf fan. Just saying. Just put it out there. Just put it out there. To get in contact today, 0874 100 102. We have got some lovely stories in where we're talking about dad skills. Can I give a big shout out to Luke and Dave from Otherkin, who absolutely killed it in the academy the other night. Looking forward to seeing those guys at Electric Picnic. Do check out Otherkin as well if you get a chance. They're a brilliant Irish band. Tony's on the line. Tony, how are you?
Hello, Fergal. Hi, how are you?
I'm very good. I was talking about dad skills. You're on the car with your six-year-old, and I believe that they told you what your dad skills are.
Yeah, he was listening to you there, and his head just popped up, and he said, do you know what your skills are, Dad? And I says, no, what? And he says, hugs, cuddles, and kisses, he says.
Jesus, that's some skill, boss. That
is
some skill.
It'll be hard to beat that today, now.
It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard to beat that. But listen, Tony, long may you continue with those hugs, cuddles, and kisses. You are the man.
I think I've won another few years of that now, and he won't want to be seeing me.
No.
Once he gets to a certain age, there'll be no more of that.
That's generally how it works out. Tony, have a lovely day.
Thanks very much. Yeah, keep it going.
Good luck. Good luck. Pamela's got in contact as well. Pamela, how are you?
Hi, hello.
Tell me, what was your dad's skill?
My dad, I suppose he's the best before we start, but he built my house for me, and he fixes my car. And he does it for all of us at home, like my two sisters and my brother as well. And without him, we'd be lost. He's the first person you ring if anything happens, because you know he's about to fix it for you. And he's just the best.
Bob the Builder.
Quite literally, yeah.
What a guy. My dad actually built us a treehouse. Remember, all the neighbours come over then. You'd have no friends in your neighbourhood. And then the next thing, your dad builds your treehouse and they're all like ganging up at your gate, kind of going, can we come in and play? You want to play? Yeah, let's play.
It's a bit bigger than a treehouse, but anyway, it works.
I'm loving it. Listen, have a lovely day. Thanks for coming on
with us,
Pam.
Thank you very much. Thanks. And I just can say one thing as well. I just want to say I love my mom as well, just to keep things fair, because, you know, we have to keep two of them happy.
How politically correct and democratic of you.
Yeah, well, they do it as a team, so to be fair, I have to mention her too. So.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, listen, we're peeing the gate. Okay, we'll see you later. Right, good luck.
Bye.
Quite a few people getting contact. Angie's got in contact saying, my dad farts and my dad jokes. Surely these are skills on this list. I suppose we'd give it to him. Tell him bad dad jokes is one. I've got a brilliant dad joke. I have to tell it. Can I tell it, please? My producer has given me the nod to tell it. I apologise to anyone. I don't want to offend anyone now with this, but I am going to be putting on voices. There was an Arab and a Cork man standing in the middle of a desert, and the Arab turns around to the Cork man and he goes, I'm going to build a massive city out there. It's going to be huge. And the Cork boy just looks at him and he says, Dubai. Yep. That's the height of it, yeah. People turn the radio station over. I'm sorry. This is Mumford & Sons, out of the way.
Fergal Darcy. Today FM.